Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman. We will be waiting for you here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Velocity Child, and we are on Fallen Woman at Radio Free Brooklyn. Hello, hello. And, oh, for everyone listening out there, just so you know, the opinions and views of the fine folks on Fallen Woman do not reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the fine people at Radio Free Brooklyn.
Smash the state.
And my guest tonight.
Anarchy!
She attracts lots of strange men.
I do.
This is Juliet Jeske.
What up?
Hey! How's it going?
Good.
Well, speaking of attracting strange men,
yes.
Let's just throw it out there. What were the three most outrageous things an online date done did?
Okay, well, there's so many. I have a plethora. My cup runneth over. I haven't been on an online date.
See, I knew that. That's why I had to ask the question.
I haven't been on an online date in a few years because I can't take it anymore because the quality of men is just so bizarre. And I get judged for having a weird job and I get judged for being divorced. And I don't know. I don't care for it. But I think the guy who would win the prize was a gentleman at
work. So is this number one
this
or
would be
number three?
To be number one.
Okay.
If we go
so
from,
we're going to go from most outrageous to least.
And it's, again, it's difficult. Okay, so number one would
be... Well, it's really all relative.
It is. Number one would be a man who looked nothing like his pictures.
Okay.
And I met him in a coffee shop in downtown Brooklyn because he was going to college at the
So out of the gate.
Time. Little, yeah. Didn't buy my coffee. So already, like, you can't spend $2. Okay, thanks,
wow.
Sir.
Okay.
And he was younger. And he lived with his parents, but this is where he just completely torpedoed any hope.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down, we're drinking, we're surrounded by.
Did you know that he lived with his parents before you went there?
No.
Okay.
Found that out.
Yeah, I thought so.
The hard way.
Okay.
So we're hanging out, and he slipped up. I said something about there was a cat in a photo, and I said, "Oh, is that your cat?" And he said, "Well, it's my parents' cat. I live with them." And I'm like, "Oh, dear God." Anyway, so that's minor.
And you love cats. That,
yeah,
that could have been a point of interest,
that,
too.
That was minor.
Yeah.
So I sat down with him, and he made a couple comments about my Viking DNA, and I thought, that's strange.
I have Viking DNA. You and I have Viking sisters.
Give me a moment. And so he said...
How did he know you have Viking DNA?
Well, I have blonde hair and blue eyes, so...
Oh, okay, so it's not like you had on your profile,
no, hell no.
I'm a Viking.
No.
Okay.
So he said something about my Viking DNA and then mentioned a niece of his who he said, she was blonde hair and blue-eyed, and he goes, see, I got some Viking in me, too. That one's related to me. It was, like, very braggy. He was from the Bronx. Very braggity-braggity.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and this was bizarre, because I'm like, why are you talking about my DNA? What the hell's going on with you? And we were surrounded by, this is downtown Brooklyn, so you can imagine the demographic we are surrounded by.
District?
No, downtown Brooklyn is more black. So,
Gotcha.
So we are literally surrounded by black people, mostly students.
When you said downtown, I just
downtown Brooklyn, Brooklyn. Downtown Brooklyn's more students. So it's that area around juniors, we're around that whole, DeKalb. Anyway, so we're hanging out. So there's a lot of black people. And he says... He's like, I had my DNA tested, 23andMe, and I found out I'm half Greek and half Italian with no black. Like, he was proud of it, and I just went, and I like audibly gasped, and I said, what? And he's like, no black. Like, he was like, that was an accomplishment, and I just was so shocked. And I went, oh God, now this kind of makes sense, the Viking DNA comments. And then I said,
oh man.
You know, dude, like,
no.
Yeah. And he said it loudly. And I'm like,
oh God, no.
Sorry. You know, and then he said, I said, well, I had to be a bitch. So I said, You know we all come from Africa, right? And he goes, no, we don't. And I'm like, no, we all come from Africa, like all human beings. Like, every human being on the planet descended from an ancestor in Africa.
Yeah.
And he was still not buying it. And I said, and I'm just going to be a little difficult with you, but have you seen a map of where, like, Greece and Italy are in comparison to Africa? Like, if you really think that there's no... I mean,
does he understand why
they're right there?
Southern
dude.
Europe is dark, like, yeah, dark hair. Like,
where do you think curly hair
eyes.
Came from? Anyway, yeah. I'm just saying. So, like, Sicilians are proud of that. So, I don't know why you wouldn't be proud of that. But anyway, I thought it was creepy and weird. So that was number one.
Right.
And I literally was like running. As soon as he said that, I was like, oh, gotta go. And I was literally like, oh, gotta
my
go.
God,
and
yes.
I was like, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Because I'm like,
because
I was like, where is he going to start? Is he going to just start talking about, like.
When's the KKK meeting?
Yeah. David Duke or something. So I was just like running from that. So that was the worst one. The second worst one would be a date that I've performed on stage called Can I Jizz on Your Butt? And that was a guy who. I was slightly taller then, and that's part of the story. And date number one was fine because he laughed at me a lot, and I thought, well, that's promising. Didn't really think he was that great, but I thought, he's laughing and he seems to get me. So we go on date number two, and he kept like kind of attacking me during a movie, and I thought, oh, whatever, okay, fine. I wasn't really into it. We went back to his place under the guise of getting food, and he's like super aggressive, and I wasn't really into it. It was kind of Osni Osnari a little bit.
Oh.
But I'm a grown ass woman, so I was just like, yeah, no.
Yeah, well, you handled it.
Yeah, well, he gets to this point where he's almost at the promised land. He's almost at the promised land.
Almost at the promised land.
And he calls me Jillian, and my name is not Jillian, as you well know. And I said, what?
Yes,
and I said, what? And he's like, oh, it's just like a nickname I have for you. I'm like, you don't have a nickname for a vagina. You've never seen it before. So, and then I like called him on it. I said, you acted like you gave a shit and you watched my videos and stuff. And you haven't, have you? And he's like, no, I haven't. I was like, so you're just a bullshitter, aren't you? He's like, yeah, I'm a bullshitter.
My God,
and then I was like, oh, hell no. And I put like a hard stop on that shit. And I got dressed and then I'm sitting there just awkwardly. And he was just like, so, can I, like, jizz on your tits? I'm like, no. And then he'd go back to talking, because it was very, very, very awkward. I was like, should I leave? Like, I should leave, right?
He would have lost me at can I jizz on your tits.
He had two cats that looked like my cats, so I was sucked in by the cats, and then he was like, it was such an awkward experience that I was just like,
the power of the cats.
Yeah, and that, yes.
Yes.
And then he would say creepy
power.
I kept insulting him, and he seemed to be getting off on the insults, too, which was weird, because he'd go, is it my ass? It's my ass, right? I'm like, no, your ass is fine. I just don't like...
Compulsive liars tend to be very self-deprecating.
I don't even like you. I just don't like you as a human being. And he's like, oh. And then, he the funniest thing he said to me, too, that night, he tried to give me used takeout, which was day-old takeout. Classy. And then he said... he was training to be a doctor, so he thought I'd give a shit about that, and I don't. And then the other thing he said was, but you're, like, taller than me, and you're bigger than me, and I thought that'd be, like, really hot. I'm like, dude, I'm like, an inch taller than you. And then the other thing he said, he's 6 years younger than me, and he's like, I thought this was, like, a cougar situation. Cougar? Come on, cougar situation? I'm like, no, dude, we're the same fucking age.
Wow.
And then I finally, the biggest insult I landed on him is I said, dude, if I'm going to just tap and run, I go top shelf, and you are not top shelf. You are not top shelf. I can get an athlete or something. I can get, like, a model. Like, I don't need some, like, frumpy dude who can't remember my name. So that he literally asked if he could jizz on my tits, on my ass, on my stomach, and then he was like, do you want to see me masturbate? I'm like, no, I really, really don't. Yeah, that was a really gross date.
That is almost worse than the racist who lived with his parents.
I know. They're a toss-up, those two.
It's really tough between
and I think
those two. They're both equally horrible.
Third one would probably... There's so many. But I think the third worst one would be... It's the shortest date I've ever been on. Okay, I went to...
Shortest, like, physically in stature?
Shortest
briefest?
In time.
Oh, got it. Yes.
35 minutes tops. 35
yes.
minutes.
Wow.
I got it down.
Wow!
Well, I go to a Starbucks to meet this
Mickey
guy.
Split.
He doesn't look anything like his pictures again. I'm just like, okay, so you're, like, not that dude I thought you were? Uh-huh. And what was funny about him is...
You must have been sitting there by yourself and he came to you.
No, I was late, actually. And so...
How did you know it was him?
There's like nobody else there. Oh God. It had to be that dude, you know, because like he was the only white dude there, and I was like, that's him, because there's like a lot of women and like older people, and so it was just, and he's like, hi, and I'm like, oh fuck. So he was living. He also lived with his mother. He made a comment about how he said, I'm on the lease of her co-op, so you know, God forbid when she dies, the place is mine, and I'm like, oh my God, I hate you. And then he said, he claimed to be agnostic on his profile, and I showed up and he had all this weird Wiccan, and bless you Wiccans, but I'm just not religious, so that's not going to probably work out.
So he was a witch guy.
But he would admit it, which was even weirder. He was wearing like far more jewelry than I own, okay? Like he had like amulets and like a claw thing holding a, you know.
Maybe he was just crystal. Like a wayward goth.
Yeah, I think he was like a sad guy.
Are you sure he was? That doesn't sound Wiccan.
And I think he was just confused. But it was like definitely like there was like
he sounds
pentagrams.
Like a wayward goth.
And yeah. Anyway, and then he proceeded to insult my job and say how could you afford to survive off that? I'm a face painter for a living. It's one of the things I do. So that was weird. And he immediately asked me out again.
How do you insult face painting?
Because he just doesn't think it's a job. And I'm like, dude,
maybe
I own property.
Like,
you don't.
Read too many books by mystery and believes.
I think he just negging. Well, no, I think he was just awkward and still lived with his mother and was emotionally stunted. Because I like literally ran out of that date too.
Well, the whole act of negging on a date is emotionally stunted.
Yeah, it's a little weird. And he was like. Sent me this long, like, I really want to go out with you again. You're so my type. You're so perfect for me. And I'm like, I'm not an object, and you're weird. Like, you can't tell I didn't like you. Like, that was very obvious.
Oh, boy.
Because I don't sugarcoat it. If I don't like somebody, I'm pleasant, but it's like...
Have you ever thought about date coaching?
No, because somebody would just be like, be nice. And I'm like, if I don't like the guy in 5 minutes, I just don't like the guy.
No, like, getting paid.
Me?
Yeah, getting paid to coach people on how to date properly.
I would just be like...
Like date training.
I would just tell guys...
That would be a good...
Don't insult somebody. Yeah. Don't judge their job. don't live with your mom. You know, I don't know. Like, and then some guys live with their parents because their parents need them. Like their parents are dying or something.
Well, yeah.
But that wasn't
friend
the
of mine
case
does.
In
he,
any
he
of
takes
these...
care of his mom.
Yeah, that wasn't the case in any of these situations. It was more like I just haven't grown up yet because they were younger. No, everything's relative. But this was like, a date coaching, I would just be like, I have coached some complete strangers who've gone to my blog and asked for help, men, on their profiles, and I heard good things. I heard it worked. Because I was like, don't put anything negative.
Yeah, but living with your mother is one thing. Taking care of your mother.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Like, if someone's, like, living with their mom to take care of her, that's usually how they preface it.
Yeah.
They go, my mother's 80-something, and
they're usually,
I take care of her.
They're usually older, because that's a thing that you do when you're older, not when you're 30-something. So
Yeah.
These guys were all younger than me. And I wish I could just date somebody my age, but none of them are interested in me. They all go much, much younger, or... Guys my age don't want to date.
They're either too old or too young.
Yeah, they don't want to date somebody their age. They want to date younger, most of them.
Well, you didn't give me a third one now. Give me a third one.
That was the third one. The third one was the Wiccan guy, the guy who was the Wiccan. It's not as exciting.
I thought that was the second one.
No, the second one was, can I jizz on your butt? The first one was
shit. Okay, that's right. I have to keep this.
The first one with Viking DNA was just so creepy that I was like, I had a guy fake cry on me once.
Oh, no.
I had,
fake cry?
It was very much crocodile tears. And I'm like, dude, I just met you. What are you doing? Yeah, that was, like, super needy and weird. You could tell it was a canned story that he was used to telling women to try to get laid. And it was really bad. Thing that, like, every other guy my age does, and I'm guilty of this as well. I'm guilty.
Yeah.
Is they'll do this. This will be the date. Oh, nice to meet you. You're divorced? Yeah, I'm divorced. My bitch ex-wife. She's such a bitch. Let me tell you about my bitch ex-wife. You start talking about anything and it all comes back to the bitch ex-wife. Like, every other sentence is my bitch ex-wife. And
oh
I'm like,
my God, no.
I hate my life.
And then I just, or I had a guy once.
But it's good that you're self-aware. That
oh,
you,
yeah.
You hear that and you're like, God, I hope that's not me.
Oh, I know I do it. But,
You can't do that on a date.
But I don't see my bitch ex-husband. What happens to me is
you
that I'll just
get bored. You can't talk about your ex on a date.
But the problem is.
Especially a first date.
I purposely sabotage dates because there's times when I go out with a dude and I can tell within the first 10 minutes it's just not going to happen.
Magic.
And then I'm just bored out of my mind and then I just start.
For entertainment.
Yeah, I just start dropping bombs. Just drop bombs. Oh, here's another one. I had a guy say this.
Yeah.
Within the first 5 minutes of the date, said, "Handy God, I think most guys blow it within the first 5 to 10 minutes. They will say something that is just so like, can't fix it. you just disqualified yourself." One guy said,
"Oh no!"
First 5 minutes, he said, "I pay way too much in child support." I was like,
oh.
And scene.
Can't fix it.
Had another dude say, what did he say? The bitch ex-wife comments are very common. I had one guy sit down and say this. His name was Dave. Can't believe I remember his name. This was probably like, God, 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So I sat across the table from him and he was like, okay. So this is the way I do it. I keep many platonic relationships going at the same time, and I don't get emotionally attached. And I was like, dude, platonic means without sex. I think you need to look that up. But I didn't say that. I knew that one was sabotage, so I just mined
him
for
material. He was trying
to
say, like, poly, I think.
I think, but yeah. He said platonic, which means without sexual attraction. So that was funny. And I was like, I just thought he was a douche and kind of mined him for material.
It sounded very douchey.
I purposely like threw bombs at him to see what I would get in reaction. Oh yeah, I do that. It turns into a social experiment because it's like, if you're going to be that big of a jerk, I'm just like, you know, and I have time to kill. That night I had a comedy show to go to. So I was like, well, see if I can get material out of him. So actually that one was funny because I just laid him on with compliments to try to see what he would give me. And he was just a crazy person. So, that's a common one. That's a real common one. But, yeah.
Wow.
I've had guys talk about their ex-girlfriends, how much they really want to be with them. I've had guys...
What type of bombs do you drop on them when you decide that it's over and you might...
I talk about other dates. I talk about my ex-husband. Yeah.
Oh, you just do everything wrong.
Yeah.
Just because
I'm like, I don't want to go out with this dude again. But I'm stuck here and this is awkward. So I'll do this one. This one they usually know that there's nothing there, but let's just have fun. Is I go, have you been on some bad dates lately? And then I try to get it out of them. And then we just go back and forth because they always have stories too. And another dude tell me within the first 10 minutes, I was buying a...
So like you're in the middle of a really bad date and finally he's like, dude, have you been on some bad dates lately?
You just sabotage it because there's no saving it. Like,
yeah.
But I had one.
Can't
come back from that. I had one where a guy said, what did he say? It was really weird. Oh, it's going to be gone. No, what did he say that was really, 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 really weird? I had a guy who was like, I had a couple of good dates, but then they ended horribly. I had one with a guy from Long Island. He was like, we were totally clicking.
Yeah.
I thought he was really cute. I he was like really into the same kind of comedy that I was. He was kind of more shy, so he wasn't an extrovert. And I've actually done the extrovert-introvert thing before, and it does kind of work out because it's a yin and yang rather than two yings or two yang, you know, so it's like, oh. And
yeah, I think you would pair well with the more introverted.
I don't mind it at all. And like we made out really hard, and then he just blew me off. Ghosted me. So that was bad. So that one was just like, after that one, I was just like, okay, that was shitty. I had another dude, oh God, there's so many, who I went out with him a couple times, and he, I'm not a wealthy person, I'm a working artist, so, you know, it is what it is.
You fucking paint faces for a living.
I do. And
you do very well at it, though.
Yeah, but it's up and down. And then
you were
like
painting the 1% tonight.
I was. It was at a very, very high-end event. So I, this guy blew up in the middle of the date and had like a mini breakdown on me and said, "I don't have any money," and I'm like, "And I don't want your money, so calm the hell down." He insulted my dad.
No.
My dad.
How does that happen?
Well, this is how this happened. And it's like amazing how people give up their true selves if you just give them a minute. Just let them talk. And this guy said, he was kind of a snob. He had like a master's degree from NYU. He was like a teaching associate. So I get it. It's not an easy way to make a living. And he said something like, we were talking, and he said something about, I said something about my dad. My dad's an auto mechanic. My dad's dyslexic. And I said something, but my dad's very bright. He's just dyslexic. So he could like build or make anything, but he didn't do well at school. Because especially back then, they didn't even know what dyslexia was.
Yeah, your dad had his shit together.
Yeah, I mean, dyslexia, back in my dad's day, you were just considered stupid. They didn't care. So it runs in my family. There's many relatives that have it. So he said, I mentioned my dad was dyslexic. And this guy goes, well, how's that possible? And I said, I'm sorry, what do you mean? He goes, well, now this is going to sound like a backhanded compliment to myself. Humble brag, but it's not, I didn't see it that way. So he turns to me, the guy turns to me and he goes, well, you seem so bright. I just don't know how it's possible. You'd have a dad. And I said,
that's a wildly dumb thing to say,
Do you understand how genetics work? Because like, you can have two people with high IQs have a low IQ kid.
And
or
dyslexia doesn't mean you have a low IQ.
And no, not at all. And I go, like, I think you're assuming that another guy, I mentioned the fact that my dad was dyslexic. And I kind of do that to see how people react to it. It's kind of a test, a little bit of a test. And I went on one date with a professor from NYU too. I don't think he's going to listen to this in a million years, so that's fine. But he said, he referred to my dad as disabled. And I was like, what? And
I guess it's
a learning disability, but come on. I think you're going a bridge too far when you say somebody's disabled.
But wait, what I'm really dying to know, what was really fascinating to me.
People wonder why these dates don't work out.
Sometimes they do make it to the finish line with you. They do get to home base. That's what happens when you make a home run, correct?
I would
home
say base. They get to first base and then they fuck it up.
Yeah, but you have a top 10 list.
Oh, yes.
Of things not to say after sex.
Okay, this is based
on right after sex.
This was based on a date that I went out with a guy.
So
a few times. This I did not meet him online. I met him through a friend.
So and, this top 10 list is just based on one guy?
No. What happened was, I just have to preface it.
What is this top 10 list based on?
I have to set this up a little bit. What happened was, this was a man who I'd met through a friend, and we'd gone out a few times, and we finally hooked up, and it was just not happening for me. Like, I wasn't feeling it. But I was like, well, you don't know him that well, and, you know, maybe, you know, I mean, I think we've all been there. And so that's my headspace right now is like, meh. He turns to me right after we have sex for the first time, and he says, you know, I'd really love to take you to a sex club. And I thought, and scene.
So, yeah, you don't come back from that.
You don't. And so what I actually said to him, because, you know, I'm a grown woman, I said, and I don't really care if they like me or not. That's the stage I'm at in my life. So I said to him, well, it's great if you really want to do that, but you just go to a sex club by yourself, or you can take somebody else. I'm good. Like, it's like totally like, meh.
Yeah, I hear Bowery Bliss lets single guys in on Thursdays.
Oh, dear God. Yeah. So anyway, so I wrote a list of worst things that inspired me to write a list of worst things that you could say to me after having sex with me for the first time. These are basic strangers.
Top 10 list.
Top 10. So the
going
first one.
Starting with number 10.
I'm just going to go the order I wrote them. So
Wait. What order is it?
I just went 1 through 10, but I can start at the bottom. Here we go.
All right. Number 10.
Number 10. Okay, I already did number 1, so here we go. That was really great, but I really want to fuck your sister. Ba-da-bing. Number 9.
Wait, and these are all true?
No, I just made them up. But I still think these would be the worst things you could say.
These would be the worst things you
9.
Could say.
9. I faked it. The only way I can come is if you have a foot shoved down my throat.
Oh.
Okay. Number 8. I would really love to eat your shit. Number 7.
I've actually had someone say that to me.
I've heard of these stories.
It was a deal breaker.
Okay. Number 7. Next time we need to work in my dog.
Oh man, I've had okay. someone actually online. I never made it to the date because of this. Asked me if I would like to fuck his dog in front of his friends.
It's just not a okay. Yeah. Number six, as the man clings to me. I love you, mommy.
Oh, no.
That would do it.
No, that would do it. No, okay. I couldn't do
Number
that.
Number five. What's your name again? It sort of happened, but that right. happened pre-CODIS.
Jillian.
Yeah. And we're done. Number four. Hey, how do you feel about full-arm fisting?
Oh.
That's no. Number three.
$200.
Yeah, $200. Okay. I really hope the camera got that.
Oh.
Bada bing. Okay, number two. Ugh. My wife will be home any minute. Okay. And then number one with, I'd love to take you to sex club. So that would be my top 10.
Oh my God.
Top 10, don't say that to me. We just had sex. Because we're never having sex again if you say those things to me.
I had this vicious Tinder date, dude, that didn't go well. Like, Not like in the bedroom, it wasn't bad. He was a little too rough for me though, and he was extremely overly demanding, like constantly up my ass trying to get, wanted to know if he could film me, you know, and of course he's like, does music videos for a living, and he's obsessed with, wanted me to text him dirty pictures of me and all that. I'm like, I don't do that. I just don't do that. I've done it once. It was a bad idea.
It's usually a bad idea.
And it was like over a decade ago. I will never do that. I don't do that. Yeah. I don't play like that. And
idea.
What part of I don't do that do you not understand? This yeah, person wouldn't yeah. shut the fuck up. And then started insisting that the next date be at his place. And that's when I knew. I was like, yeah. How many hidden cameras?
Yeah, no.
Do you fucking have it? Your place,
buddy. Yeah, that's
buddy.
Terrifying. I would murder somebody. I would like literally.
Yeah, and I try to end it gracefully, yeah. just saying, look, this is gonna work, and he just wouldn't leave me the fuck alone. Like every few months, he shows up. So what's going on? Can we hook up again? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, what part of
no,
you do
I
not
don't.
Understand that? I finally tried to tell him I'm with somebody else, which was like a bold face. Bullshit
I just
lie.
Don't care anymore. I don't care if a guy likes me. Ugh. I don't care if he wants to go out with me.
Only
again.
When he thought I
care.
Was someone else's property,
yeah,
did he back off.
I just don't care. I'm just like, oh, you were gross. I don't want to go out with you again.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah. I think when we're younger, we feel the pressure to like, oh. And like, as we get older and we've been through some stuff, it's like, I don't need this. I have value.
Dude, I'm embarrassed to say this. That was just a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Well, I mean, I've had... The saddest, and you were here for one of the saddest is, what depresses me is when you have amazing sex with somebody and then they're just not, as a human being, they're just not there. That's unfortunate. You
yeah.
were witness to one of those. But I was
yeah.
warned about that dude, so I was just like, well, whatever. So it's like, you have great chemistry. And then they had one, yeah.
I can't fuck them unless I can have a conversation with them.
Well, it wasn't even a conversation. I just didn't think there was, he just cared. I just don't think he was in the same place. And I was like, well, that's fine. I don't need it.
No.
So I just won't, I don't put up with like people who are like half there. If you're not there, you're not there.
Oh, you mean emotionally?
Yeah, I just can't.
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
No, it does. It doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, because too many times, like,
I don't mind just having an occasional play partner.
I just have given up. I don't
but if
care.
I can't have a conversation with them, I can't even play
a
with
play
them.
Partner would be great, but I never get those offers unless they're 22, and I don't want to deal with a 22-year-old, because they're crazy.
They're, stay away from the 20s.
They're just young. Yeah. They just need to figure it out, and they don't need to be dealing with a seasoned...
Or drama.
Middle-aged woman like myself, who's like, I can't.
You are
do
not middle-aged.
Well, technically, I don't know. I think it would be great. I occasionally meet man whores who are my age who are like, I'm reformed, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think you are. And then boom, I see him off with another 25-year-old. I'm like, yeah, you're not reformed, dude. And they're like, well, this is just, you know. And I'm like, no. So that happens quite a bit.
Yeah.
Aww. I don't really care anymore. Like, I have. The love of my life is my cat's Shotzi and Otto. And I'm perfectly fine. And they're so amazing that I'm like, I'm good. Like I said, when the sex is bad or the guy's a jerk, I would rather just watch a movie with one of my gay male friends. And that's a much better evening.
Do you wear perfume on a date?
I do.
And what is your favorite perfume?
It is. I'm wearing it right now, darling. It's Ralph Lauren Blue.
Oh.
And so it's just blue. It's called. They have two that have a similar name, but this one's just called Blue.
Oh.
And it's amazing, and I love it. It's my favorite scent. Yes.
Oh.
I religiously wear it.
What are the notes in it?
I don't know. It's very girly girl. I like a girly girl scent. I don't like a heavy.
Is it floral, you
it's
mean?
It's very floral.
Or was it like fruity, sweet, or floral?
This one's floral. This one's kind of old school, but I like it. It's not too floral. It's not too heavy. It's not like, my mom is hilarious because she's this little tiny thing who weighs like nothing. And it's a nervous woman who's really, 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 really dramatic when she talks. That's her accent. That's my mom. And she's from Missouri. That's the voice. And my mom, she wears a perfume like a streetwalker. My mom likes super, super heavy.
Spicy.
Yeah, like the most, like you could.
Exotic. Very exotic. Woodsy.
Dark.
Oriental spicy.
She's the type of woman that would wear like something that you're like, you're white? Like, I mean, it's just like,
when my mom was like
something you'd expect to smell in a woman of color.
Before my mother married well when I was 10, she was Poe. And she bought her
Obsession,
perfume.
That's her perfume.
She bought her perfume at the drugstore. And so it was Taboo.
Yes.
You remember Taboo?
Yes.
The perfume?
Yes.
Well, when she married well, she graduated to a nicer version, and it was Opium.
See, there you go.
So as soon as you said Obsession, I was like, yes, it's Obsession. In the same category as Opium.
I mean, and of course you can wear any
scent. It's funny, because I'm the same way with you. Yeah. I'm all about floral. Yeah. I like my perfume pretty little floral.
But it's funny how, like, of course you can be of any ethnicity and wear any scent. Of course you can.
Yes.
But I think traditionally people think white girl, they think light. And that girly girl, kind of preppy, that's what I think.
You don't think musky.
You don't think musky, but of course.
Well, I do wear, there is one perfume that I find that is fabulous.
Women like the musky.
It's Agent Provocateur. It's their
that is good.
It's their first one.
That is a good one.
It's an unusual musky, though. It's like a really clean black pepper kind
of
musky.
No, when I
smell
that, I think of Velocity Child. This is true. I've smelled
that's
it
the
in
only
other
musky smell I'll wear.
No, that's a good one, though. That's a really good one. I mean,
my
I
other main
it's
perfumes
a
are,
thing. It's a personal
are
thing.
Passion of Gardenia.
That's good.
There's a rose perfume that I rock.
That's good.
I love Chanel No. 5.
I like that, but there's I don't like it on me. And that's the other thing. Is like
and Pink Sugar.
Some women can pull off a heavier scent I would never want to wear. But because to me, it'd be too much.
Mm-hmm.
But on somebody else, I love it. So it's like, it's a personal thing. Wear whatever you want to wear. But, I'm trying to think of that. Weird.
Which one?
I tried Angel for a minute, because on paper, you'd think I'd like it. Too heavy. It's too heavy.
Our dear friend, Dita Delgado. She rocks Angel.
Great on other people.
Gary Mugler, right?
Because your pH and stuff kind of kicks it up.
Yeah, it hangs. And it depends on who wears it. Yeah.
Yeah, for me it was too heavy, but on other women I love it. So that's a weird one too, in that you're like, I don't know. But my mom, and she doesn't just spritz the Obsession. I mean, she's like,
cakes it up.
So you're like, well, there's my mom. And again, she's a waif.
She's like walking poopery.
My mom is like, she wears, she...
My mother's 90 pounds.
Yeah, my mom weighs about 100.
Yeah.
She's tiny. I look like a monster compared to my mother.
My mother's built like a hummingbird.
Yeah.
But smells like a Chinese opium den.
That's kind of like my mom.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome. And she did that like well before menopause. So it wasn't like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I grew up smelling like... It always made me think of like mincemeat or pumpkin pie a little bit.
Yeah.
Had that spice factor to it.
Yeah, and
when you're a kid, that's what you would compare it to.
And I'm so funny because I look like a preppy idiot, and when you look at the scents that I like, they're all like preppy idiot scents. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know why that is, but it's just what I'm like. I like Beautiful by Estee Lauder, like really classic.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
Really girly girl.
I wore that in high school.
Well, a friend of mine wore it in college, and I fell in love with it from her wearing it. So.
And Anaïs, Anaïs, I wore that in high school too.
I just love the ads for perfume. Weren't they fun?
And Lulu, I used to wear that one.
Remember how crazy the ads were?
Yes.
These have always brought me great luck. White diamonds. You know, the Taylor one. She's like, I don't know about you. Isn't she like gambling on a yacht or something? She's like, I don't know about you, but these have always brought me great luck. And she like drops like probably like $3 million worth of jewels. White diamonds.
Oh yeah, yeah. Elizabeth Taylor. I remember that one. Yeah, it's like a Taylor. Very black and white yacht scene.
Da-da-da.
They're gambling, right?
You know, have you seen the Liz and Dick? Have you ever seen that?
What? Speaking of, what? Hold on, wait.
Lindsay Lohan played Liz Taylor.
Oh no, I saw that. But I have to throw out the world's creepiest perfume ad I've ever seen. And I recommend all the listeners out there to go on Google and check this out.
What is it?
Okay. Love's Baby Soft.
Oh, no, that's like kitty porn.
From you know what I'm talking about. From the 70s.
Love your baby.
Love's Baby Soft. Because, no, here was the tagline. I can remember it. Because innocence is sexy.
Is it? I don't.
And I swear to God, it's like a 10. It's not even. It's a 10-year-old girl in the ad dressed up to look like a pornographic version of what 5-year-old must be.
That was at the same time they sold a deodorant called Tickle.
Yes!
Yeah.
Deodorant. I had a big ball.
Tickle.
Because tickle your pee.
Tickle. Like, no, deodorant just keeps me from reeking.
Oh my God.
Because I will.
I remember. Do they still make Tickle?
You should look it up.
Oh my God.
Nothing tickle. Is sexy as innocence. And yeah, no, innocence, no. Innocence just means, oh, you manipulate somebody or something. I don't find any of that. I find that all creepy as hell. But I don't even get, like, why.
I found it. Look, there's a few of them, but this one in particular.
Oh, yeah, that's like a 10-year-old.
Loves Baby Soft because innocence is sexier than you think.
Oh, that's okay.
That's what it says.
And
yes.
It looks like a 10-year-old girl with a perm and like 10 pounds of makeup holding a teddy bear.
And she's naked. That's supposed to be, it almost hints like she's naked. Yeah,
she's wearing a white dress.
Google Loves Baby Soft, folks, and just type in the word ad. A-D, ad.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's insane. There's more of them too. It's so creepy.
Tickle.
Like, here's this grown woman.
What? With a lollipop.
Yeah, with a lollipop thing, and it still says the same thing because innocence is sexier than you think.
No, it's not actually. It's creepy, and you're a weirdo, and you should go to prison.
Oh my God.
Can we just burn them alive? I'm terrible. I just want to take pedophiles and just burn them alive. I mean, I know we can't. We need due process and all that stuff. Uh huh. I don't believe in the death penalty.
Wait a minute.
Ooh, here's the ad.
This is the ad.
So gross.
No.
Baby shits and their pants.
I feel like I just experienced some bad touch.
That's really gross.
Wrong.
It reminds me of the question. Okay, speaking of online dating, it reminds me of the question.
Next go to the YouTube video, folks, because the creepy blonde grown woman dressed like a little girl licking the lollipop is beyond creepy the whole time. Oh my God.
It reminds me of that there's a. On the questions on your OkCupid profile, there's one that I always wouldn't answer. And the question was, sexual. Do you consider yourself, and it was like conservative, a little wild in the sheets? And one of the questions was, I'll try anything once. And I'm like, I'm not checking that box. Because anything, really, in the spectrum of human sexuality,
there's so much
you don't check anything.
Damage that could be done.
It's like, does that mean adult diapers? Does that mean like
scat?
Yeah. Ah, jinx. Okay, so you know what I'm saying? Like, what does that mean? There's a lot that anything once can encompass. So I would find myself when I would see a guy check that on their box. I'm like, I don't know, because that means anything. Anything furry, furry. So you're going to dress up in a fur costume, like a big, big
hamster in the anus.
Hamster in the anus.
Right.
You could just go all day, you know.
Seriously?
Are you into splogging? Like with the food?
Sploshing.
Sploshing, thank you.
Yes. And then don't forget, splorshing. That's a new thing.
Oh.
Do you know what splorshing is?
I don't know if I want.
I'm dying to tell you. Can I tell you?
Yes.
Okay. This is so crazy.
They make these
eggs shaped things out of like a gelatin. And they put it in this apparatus that's like a tentacle penis. It's hollow. And what it does is it lays eggs inside of you. And you just, they keep laying eggs.
That's pretty fucking weird.
And I heard from someone who had tried it for the very first time.
Oh, dear God.
Their motivation was slightly different. Because you can put drugs in the gelatin egg suppositories, and that's
you
one
can
way of digesting
too,
them.
You
probably could splorge vaginally.
Wow, we double splorging.
Oh my God!
Maybe I just.
Oh my God! I have a. I seriously feel
going,
like
man.
Someone out there has tried that. Maybe be doing it right now.
Not only maybe doing it right now. We could probably find a website dedicated to it. That's the scary thing about human sexuality. It doesn't end. It doesn't stop. It's just
it's
think of something weird. And I remember this kid.
Many people are being fisted right now.
I can't even. My ex-husband was a clown, as you know.
Right.
And when I worked with him. I would occasionally get these weird emails from men about clown porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, seriously, there's nothing. It doesn't stop. Like, it doesn't. There's
probably. Balloon porn.
Yes, balloon porn. I bet you right now, if you wanted to look up, like, sock puppet porn.
Right.
You could find it. Think of something. Think of the creepiest thing. You will find an entire community dedicated to that thing online right now. And if you're like me, you won't be able to stop looking for it. As long as it's legal, I will keep looking because I'm a weirdo and I find this. If something grosses me out, I need to know more about it. And so then I can't stop. And it's like.
And where, by the way, where can people find your infamous / famous blog?
My blog is just my name with blog on the end of it.
Because you were quite the blogger.
It's just Juliet Jetsky blog.
And Huffington Post as well.
Yeah, I've been published on Huffington Post 30 times. And
that's
great because they don't pay you money, so
that's great. Yeah,
it's a lot of glory. I get a lot of hate mail, but
Do you have a channel?
It's just my name. Everything's my name. But the funniest thing is,
and spell your name for the.
Oh, it's Juliet J U L I E T, like Romeo and Juliet, and then my last name is J E S K E.
Jesky.
You Google that shit. This is why I can't get a job, because you Google it and it will go on for days of this weirdo and all the crazy stuff I've done. And now I'm getting old and don't care anymore, so it's great. I'm just like, whatever. I don't care. Just don't throw shit at me.
You're going to be like the crazy cat lady on the hill.
I'm already there.
In the house on the
hill. That's my dream, is to have like a blue streak down the front of my hair and just...
Children will dare each other to go to your front door.
I'll get crazier and crazier as I get older. I don't even give it. My sister's gotten, she embraces it fully. You go to her house and you're like, she's like, Juliet, I call my decorating style batshit crazy. Welcome to eccentricity. And she's got like, it's completely random. She likes to thrift. So her entire house is decorated with stuff she bought at a thrift store. And her favorite thrift store is the Goodwill Outlet. Yes, there is a Goodwill outlet where the stuff comes out in bins and you pay for it by the weight of the object.
Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine? I think the books are not by weight. The books are like really cheap, but the clothing
is by
weight.
So is that what outlet means? Because I don't think I've ever been like...
An outlet is sort of like they have excess stuff and just trying to get rid of it.
Oh.
But Goodwill outlet
is
you're talking some crazy finds.
You shop on Etsy, right?
A little bit. I'm broke all the time, so I do Poshmark a lot.
There is something akin to what you're describing, and they call it Regretsy.
There you go.
There's a website called Regretsy that posts the most like insane or horrific things that you can find to buy on Etsy.com.
Well, my sister likes to find really, really inappropriate books to give them to people.
Oh, have fun! I like that idea.
You can find some really inappropriate books at the good fine thrift stores, and you can get it for like, I got For Those Who Trespass by Bill O'Reilly, his novel.
She gave that to you?
I found it actually. I got it for a dime, and I used to read aloud from it as a joke. She got 50 Shades of Grey somehow. She lucked into that at a thrift store, and she hated the book. So Jill,
somehow I'm not surprised, I'll be honest.
Jill used to pick it up and read
it. It's like that piece of crap that gets rave reviews and everyone thinks they should read it. And
it's
then
terrible.
Everyone Jill, ends up throwing it away.
Jill used to leave voicemail messages with quotes from 50 Shades of Grey for me. And it would be stuff like, it was like, oh crap. The author, the narrator says oh crap a lot in the book. And she's like, oh crap. He was so big. It was so large. You know, it's just like,
who wrote this?
50 Shades of Grey. Like, if you actually read the book, it's terribly, terribly
wrong.
A
female
written.
Author.
A female, but she can't write.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's all like, oh, he had me in satin sheets. Oh, crap. It doesn't, it's so not sexy. But whatever. Again, just think of the most depraved thing sexually. I'm daring the listener. Think of the most depraved thing you can sexually think of that's legal.
Somehow that...
That's legal.
Everything you just said
Look
about
it up.
That, everything you're quoting 50 Shades of Grey and telling you a little bit about the author, somehow immediately brought my mind to the buffet with the sneeze guard at the La Trapeze
Swingers. I'm sure that's a fetish.
At the La Trapeze Swingers Club.
I'm sure, yes.
There was a buffet with a sneeze guard.
I've heard they have buffets at those things.
And
oh, my God.
Yeah, and the people were like... naked basically with a towel and
can't
getting their slice of pizza.
I did work a sex party once as a face painter. I did. I was hired to be a face painter at a sex party and
I think that would be so fun.
I was texting Femme Appeal, our good friend Femme
Appeal.
Were
you painting like dirty words on people's faces? Like
no, I was there was
slut across somebody's forehead.
The theme was fairy.
Okay.
Fairies. And these were straight people, so that was weird.
Wait, how'd you get this gig?
Somebody knew me.
Okay.
So they call me like the day of, you want to do this? I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And I go, and I was just like, oh, these people are so awkward. And and they were very nice, but I wrote
They're
to...
They're always very nice.
Very nice.
Yes.
I didn't see any actual sex. I didn't want to.
Aww.
And I said to... I was joking with Femme Appeal the whole time via text, and I just said, sex parties are full of people you never want to see have sex. And that's okay, I get it, but it was, and I knew somebody there, I dated him, so that was awkward, and he was really weird, and I just wanted to leave. He was fine, it was just awkward, because his then girlfriend, I think, figured it out and was, like, really hostile to me, and I was like, but aren't you Polly, why do you care? And this is past.
Right.
This is not current, and I don't want it, so please keep it. Like.
And this wasn't the guy inviting you to the swinger club after
No,
sex.
This is a different guy. This was I don't want to say his profession, because it would give away what he does. I will just call him a intellectual, very established, bright intellectual, who I only hooked up with once, and not compatible for many reasons on that one, but whatever. I broke it off with him, so I didn't care. He's fine. I don't give a crap. But I don't want to say what he does for a living because it would completely reveal his identity, and I'd rather not do that to him. But he's an intellectual.
Yes.
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 Good looking, but...
And do you have an official website?
It's just my name again, Julia Chesky. What? That's my Twitter. That's my YouTube. I have a weird ass name.
It's a nice name though. I like it.
It's my ex-husband's last name and I kept it because it's unusual.
I think it's good choo-choo.
Yeah, because it's the double, it's the alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. And smash the state. Let's get rid of Trump. You know,
we'll
get political right at the end.
So wait till now.
I'm normally very political, but I don't really, I can't even talk about politics now because I just start screaming. just screaming. We're all gonna die.
Like what you were saying earlier, in a way, like we're starting to have fantasies about his demise.
I'm
You're picturing like Melania being on an episode of Wives with Knives or something.
That should be a show.
That is a show.
Dear God.
I like my murder porn.
Wives with Knives.
Wives with Knives, I think is on its 10th season or something.
Dear God. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but I do have fantasies of Melania just snapping. And like taking him out. But she won't. And Secret Service, don't worry.
It'd be great if it happened like in public. So we can all witness
I don't know why. I mean, it's so obvious she doesn't like him. Like, it's just like...
Yeah, I think they're on season 8.
Oh my God,
there
is a show called Wives with Knives.
They're like already on season 8.
Dear God. I can't even.
There are so many murder shows about spouses killing each other.
It's a common thing. Yeah. Well, you know, women are more likely to kill people they know than men.
Yeah.
Here's the thing on violence, though, between the genders. It's not even close. It's like 90% of all violence is committed by men.
Uh-huh.
And only 10% of violence is committed by women. Like, murders, it's 90 for men, right, and 10 for women. So, women don't, just generally speaking, are far less physically violent than men. They'll scream at you.
There's other shows like Fatal Vows, Deadly Affairs, Blood Relatives.
These are freaks. But overall, both men and women, I know this because my sister's a criminal defense attorney, both men and women are more likely to kill people they know than strangers, but women are like 2 or 3 times more likely to kill someone they know. So that's why you don't hear about, like, I was walking down the street and I got mugged by some woman, because women just don't commit those kinds of crimes very often. Mm-hmm. It happens, it's just not very often. So, but you will hear stories about, well, this woman just snapped and she shot her husband in the face, and like, went after her brother or something. You do hear stories like that.
Then you know, made a nice brisket.
Yeah, that's a famous one. That was an Australian woman.
What? Wait, back up.
There's an actual story.
I pulled that out of thin air. Wait.
No, I saw it on the Netflix show Killer Women.
Ooh, I'm writing this
and
down.
She was, it was a series. It was like one of those cheap, like, mystery identification, like, ID, you know that channel, they make really cheap reenactments.
That's all the murder porn I love. Fuck yeah.
You know, so they make these like really cheaply, like non-union reenactments, very low budget. And this one was about...
Very little training.
This one was supposed to be one series about female serial killers, because there's not nearly as many female serial killers as men.
Not enough.
They were so fascinated by the subject that they kept going. So they had to go way back. They went back to like hundreds of years ago to get some of these stories. But the first season, the stories were more contemporary. And one woman was a woman who, I think she was Australian or New Zealand. I don't remember. One of those countries. And she had borderline personality disorder.
Not split personality.
No, she had borderline personality. Okay. And that's part of the problem. And so she was on husband number 2, and she had a very tenuous relationship with this man, and they had like adult children. I think her kids were from another marriage. He had kids from another marriage.
Like and the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, but they didn't live there, but they were close, whatever. And she had a record well established that she had a problem with violence with him. And one day she just snapped after, I think he said he was going to leave her or something. And this is like off the wall crazy. And she just killed him in the home, hacked him to death, and had a psychotic break and actually butchered the body and prepared parts of his flesh.
Ooh.
With vegetables.
Do you know what parts?
I think it was his heart or
she went for the offal.
She did. I think it was organs.
Wow. That's personal.
It was really bad.
That's personal.
She put it in like a she made the vegetables separate and sliced the meat put it on plates for her kids to eat when they got home.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, not her kids.
This is a famous story.
No.
But
I thought she was going to eat it. But don't give it to your children.
Nobody ate it. The
don't
cops
make
caught
them
her.
Eat dead.
What happened was somebody thought something was up, and they showed up, and there was like blood all over the place, and they immediately knew something had happened.
And she was just out to lunch.
Yeah, she was out to lunch. And then they came in, and she was like, she supposedly didn't remember doing any of it. So, yeah, that was a crazy one. But most female serial killers will poison a person. They don't act violent. It's like, that woman's case is so unusual. That is part of the reason why they did a TV show on it. Because it just, it's usually like female serial killers do it to get money. Uh-huh. Like inheritance or life insurance or something. And they'll just poison you. It's just like when women commit suicide, they're more likely to poison themselves. So, you know, that's...
Or an overdose.
Or an overdose, or they pick like a non-violent way of killing themselves. And it's the same way as when they kill others. It tends to be non-violent, but you will...
Sneaky.
Yeah, it's but sneaky. You will find cases, of course you will find cases where women are even more depraved than any man. So, and that one was probably the craziest. When I saw that episode, I was just like, what? And then I like looked it up and couldn't stop looking stuff up about it and was like, this is just... bafflingly depraved. But yeah, that's a true, that's a, you could Google that.
Oh my God.
I get into true crime stuff because of what my sister does for a living and because I just find this stuff so interesting. You can just go for days because it's pretty freaky stuff, man. Pretty freaky stuff. But because there's sociopaths on both genders and, you know, you can always find people who have. And that the thing about that one was like most borderline personality people don't kill people, so it's just she just happened to have that. Oh, what is this? Oh, More Loves Baby Soft.
It's not the same one. Wait,
I'm telling you.
What's this one? This one's from the 80s.
Well, all those feminine hygiene products too are super creepy. About you don't want him to smell you. You just want to snuggle up against some skanky, smelly broad. Use FDS to give yourself a yeast infection.
Oh, no.
You know, you're not supposed to be putting anything down there. And they're like, no, they do.
This is it.
Yeah. Cuddly clean baby. We're just straight up like
just wow,
creepy. We went
no filter.
I
no
think
filter.
The problem with the 70s is we pushed all the boundaries in the 60s of the sexual revolution, and then the 70s were like, hey, let's get even weirder, and then people were like, hey, maybe not.
No, and then Reagan showed up.
Let's pull that back.
Yeah,
because when you're talking about kids, it's like you've gone too far.
No, that's just
that's
the,
disgusting.
The chick with the lollipop.
You've gone too far. Whenever you
you
whenever
would
you
never
get into,
see that commercial today.
No, whenever you get into the realm of like. anybody underage, I'm like, no, we're getting too creepy. We've gone too far. Like, consenting adults, I couldn't care less what they do. I mean, as long as everybody's on, like when people got offended about the Quincy Jones comments about Richard Pryor with Marlon Brando. There was the interview with Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
A hilarious interview.
Yeah.
And Quincy Jones is like in his 80s, so he has no filter. He'll say whatever.
Yeah, I think and when you're over 80, you win.
Just say whatever. Yeah. And he was like talking about how Marlon Brando would literally fuck a mailbox. Like he's like, Marlon Brando would fuck a mailbox. He'd fuck anything that moves. He don't care.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he fucked Richard Pryor. And like some people were like offended, and I'm like, and then Richard Pryor's a widow came forward and was just like, oh yeah, he never hid the fact that he's bisexual. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, some people were offended, and I'm like, I'm sure that Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando were cool with it.
Okay, real quick.
Yes.
Go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge if you want to support independent, censorship-free radio. You can pledge as little as a dollar a month. And Juliet, Jesse, we are time. I love you.
Love you too, babes. Cheers.